We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is time to take all the stations here on the Hockman and Crowder Best of Independence Day Spectacular Solana. Here, I'll take you up until 6 p.m. if you're listening on QAM through the 2 o'clock hour. Appreciate you sticking around. If you're just joining us now on 790 The Ticket, appreciate you joining us now here as we celebrate Independence Day the only way the Hockman and Crowder Show can, which is with nonsense, entertainment, food talk. Mix all those together, you are sure to have a good time. But with all that being said, we do have to get to some unfortunate news today, especially for the South Florida radio community, South Florida sports fans specifically. Todd Dewey, who is a columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he tweeted out at around 1:30 today that this was his tweet. Sad to report, longtime ESPN horse racing analyst and NFL reporter prognosticator Hank the Hammer Goldberg died today on his 82nd birthday at his home, in Las Vegas. We know Hank has been in a long battle with chronic kidney disease, and today on his 82nd birthday, Hank unfortunately passed away. I mentioned it in the last hour, the 2 o'clock hour. I know Dan Day, who works here at QAM, when he found out, he had a moment of silence for Hank Goldberg, but nothing else can be said other than he is a South Florida legend. South Florida radio legend, South Florida sports legend. If you're a Dolphins fan growing up like I was here in South Florida, born and raised in Dade County, you turned on your radio every day to hear what Hank Goldberg had to say about the Miami Dolphins. So truly is just a crushing, crushing blow to the South Florida sports radio community. And, you know, as we try to have fun today, we try to enjoy the holiday, we try to enjoy some of the nonsense that this show typically gets into, we, of course, will be doing it with heavy hearts as we remember a legend, especially a legend on WQAM, Hank Goldberg, who died today at 82 years old. So rest in peace, the Hammer, Hank Goldberg. Now I'll get to some headlines here as we try to get through it. Tough news, obviously, but we'll try to get through some headlines and try to have some laughs today in honor of one of the greatest to ever do it right here in this chair on 560 WQAM. This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. The Marlins were able to close out the Nationals in extras 3-2, and they'll return home to South Florida tomorrow. They'll face the LA Angels starting at 6:40 p.m. here in Miami. And Sandy Alcantara, he was named NL Pitcher of the Month for his efforts in June. Truly tore it up all of June. Hopefully he'll be starting in the All-Star game for the National League in the coming weeks. The Heat, 0-2 in their summer play through the California Classic thus far. They'll play tomorrow at 3 p.m. Nikola Jovic, their 27th overall pick, was finally signed, they announced. And Goran Dragic signed with the Bulls. Be a little weird watching the Dragon suit up with a different red, white, and black jersey, but wishing Goran the Dragon well in Chi-Town. Today, Inter Miami will play at FC Dallas. That'll be a 9 p.m. kickoff, a little Independence Day footy action for everybody. We do know that Joey Chestnut, despite some antics that ensued on stage around him, was able to win his 15th straight hot dog eating title at Coney Island, back at Coney Island in New York today. So congrats to Joey Chestnut. I'm sure Hawk and Crowder will break it all down for everybody tomorrow when they are back. Ton of action in Wimbledon today. Nick Kyrgios defeated the American Brandon Nakashima in five sets. Don't worry, though. The Americans on Independence Day rebounded. Taylor Fritz in straight sets over Kubler. Rafa Nadal right now is in a round of 16 matchup. He is currently playing right now as well. Let's get to your weather. It's sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Hopefully everybody has a rain-free Independence Day tonight. Now, as we continue on here with the Hockman and Crowder Show, this entire hour is dedicated to National Chips and Dips Day. You'll hear from Badlands Booker in the next segment, Mike Cugno in the following, but first, this show's Mount Rushmore of Chips and Dips.
We're going to do our Mount Rushmores here of Chips and Dips. Today is National Chips and Dips Day. We had Badlands Booker on the show earlier. He is a professional food eater, and he had some very interesting things to say about chips and dips. I was very surprised. His favorite dip is hummus. That surprised me.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. Now, he loved queso. You know, he loved it, but hummus was his number one. All right. It is so difficult to do this. I don't even know if I'm thrilled with my own Mount Rushmore, because to narrow this down to four was next to impossible, but here it is. My Mount Rushmore of chips and dips. Number one, restaurant-made tortilla chips with tableside guacamole. Mm-hmm. All right. They make them in-house at the restaurant, yeah. The tortilla chips, they're warm. Get that guacamole fired up right at tableside. They're pounding that little bowl.
Mm, fried, too, not the baked stuff. The good old-fashioned fried tortilla chips. Yes, sir.
Next up, Tostitos brand tortilla chips and nacho cheese, preferably Cheese Whiz. I know people think Cheese Whiz is that easy cheese, squirty cheese. It's not. Cheese Whiz, you melt it down in the microwave, and you know how I eat nachos. I let the chips sit in the cheese till they get soggy. You have a half a crunchy chip, half a soggy chip. That is the way to eat them. Number three, Santitas brand tortilla chips with buffalo chicken dip. Ooh. And I happen to love, if you want to know the best buffalo chicken dip, Jim DeJoseph's sister, Caitlin, makes the best buffalo chicken dip. The reality.
How would she our makes listeners the best. Tap into
I know,
that?
I know, I know. And they make good buffalo chicken dip at Hooters. I like it there as well. But Jim DeJoseph's sister, Caitlin, makes the best buffalo chicken dip. And then number four, I will go Ruffles with some onion dip, and specifically the Lipton onion soup mix poured into a container of sour cream and mixed up. I love that. There you go, my Mount Rushmore of
Not
chips
bad.
And dips.
Crowder? Good selections, Hawk.
Doug Plagans? Doug Plagans just showed up out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere, guys. We were talking chips and dip, and I just had to get involved.
That is the greatest. So, wait a second. So, you're at the arena because the Panthers play tonight, and so you're just listening
here,
to us.
Yeah, I'm sitting here getting ready for the game tonight. It starts in about, the puck drops in over 3 hours, so I'm sitting here getting ready. I've got the show on. I'm connected to the station, and I texted Solana, and I said, hey, at some point, I want to barge in here. I hear we're talking about chips
perfect.
And dip, so here I am.
100% not planned Doug Plagan's radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Chiming in. All right, hang on, Plagans. Here's Crowder's Mount Rushmore of
Can't
chips.
Wait to hear it.
Go ahead, Crowder. Yeah,
my Mount Rushmore is the number one, the Jay Alexander's Mexican spinach con queso with those homemade fried tortilla chips. Off
yes,
the damn
you
chip.
Made it very clear during Badlands Booker. The you go to Jay Alexander's there, Plagans.
Haven't been in quite some time, but I really like right. how specific everybody's getting here.
Yeah.
We're not just talking generic. We're talking a specific dip and a specific chip to go with it. I like where we're all headed here.
Crowder's got me talked into this Jay Alexander's queso because the way he has talked about it is just, it is making me very hungry. And there's one on Glades. I'm telling you, I might get it tonight.
Oh, I rub it on my wife sometimes.
Yeah.
Number two. Original Lay's, the classics.
Mm-hmm.
You went French onion dip. I go French onion as well, Hawk, but I like the hell of a good. Have you ever had the hell of a good French onion dip? Oh, my goodness. It got the Lay's. It got all those.
Okay.
Hell of a good French onion dip. Number three, the Tostitos, but you got to go Cantina.
Thin and crispy, right? Cantina. Yeah, the Cantina style.
Then you also got the Tostitos salsa con queso, but you got to get the medium. You got to have some kick to it. Don't give me the mild. I'm going to go crazy with the mild. Medium salsa con queso with the Tostitos Cantina. Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, fair. You can get that right in the chip aisle.
Yep. And number four would be Townhouse Pita Chips with the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market smoked fish dip. Meal in itself.
I got to try that Delaware Chicken Farm fish dip because I like fish dip. But the best pita chips are Stacy's, not Townhouse. Got to get the Stacy's.
The Townhouse is a little thicker, though. The Stacy's are thin. They're crispy,
like
right?
Like the Stacy's.
Yeah.
Solana, go ahead. What do you got?
All right. I got classic Mexican tortilla chips from On the Border with their fresh tomato salsa dip. Classic chip salsa combo, can't go wrong, staple of any Mexican restaurant. I happen to love the On the Border combo.
Somebody texts in, LOL, this show is great. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. All right, what's your next one?
Kirkland Brand corn tortilla chips with a fresh tableside guacamole. You can't beat.
Come on. Wait a second. How are you having Kirkland chips and tableside guacamole? What restaurant is serving Kirkland chips and making you tableside guacamole?
Well, I actually
Costco tableside guac.
Yep. No.
I mean, Plagans.
Plagans. He's absolutely correct. You can buy the tableside guac machine that they have at restaurants at Costco. So I actually own one. I own one at home, Plagans.
So you make
Delicious.
Your own tableside guac. Isn't that just called making a meal? It's not table. Like anybody that makes something at home, it's not tableside. You're just making something.
No, but I have the little cart with the sombrero on top. So it's the tableside cart, actually. Bought it at Costco, $17.99.
All right, what else?
Mariquita scoops with a black bean hummus dip. If you've been to, I told you yesterday, Finca Table and Tap in Kendall, perfect mix of salty, I guess, and well, salty. But I'm telling you, the Mariquita scoops, black bean hummus dip.
I didn't even know they made Mariquita scoops.
Delicious at Finca Table and Tap, I'm telling you. It is always
All right.
a banger. Yeah.
All right.
Finally.
And, what's your fourth?
I know Plagans, I'm sure, has been here. Pancheros. It is a chain Mexican restaurant, very much like a Qdoba or a Chipotle. It was put out of business down here in South Florida because people love Chipotle. They love all the branding or whatever. But Pancheros, chips with the queso. It is the best chain Mexican queso you can get. There's one up in Jupiter. Every time I drive up Florida, I stop in Jupiter at Pancheros for the queso.
So you're saying
it's
so good it went out of business?
Well, people are, you know, they're a sucker for branding. Chipotle put every other Mexican restaurant out of business. But Pancheros, Doug, right. back me up here. Pancheros queso, the best white queso.
I wish I could. I've never been.
Oh, well,
yeah,
well
yeah.
when you're in Jupiter,
If it doesn't get the plague and seal of approval.
Next time I go to Jupiter,
I'm
though, I will put it on the to-do list.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Because you go up there for Marlin spring training, don't you?
I'll go up if I get if we get time for that. Schedule's pretty jammed. I'm not sure I'll get up there for any of that. But I like to check out a Jupiter Hammerheads game from time to time during the summer.
Of course.
So
who doesn't?
Check that out.
Jimmy is running the board on 560. Jimmy, what's your Mount Rushmore of chips and dips?
Okay, the first one on my list is the Tostitos with queso dip.
Nice.
Number two is the chips they give you at Chili's with guac.
I got to tell you, the chips at Chili's, now maybe it's just because they're free, but I'm with
exactly.
you. The chips at Chili's are bangers, yeah.
And what they are, they're thin. They're thin like those cantina ones. That's the
And they're
trick.
Warm, yeah, yeah, and they're warm. Yeah. Sometimes too greasy, though. Sometimes too greasy.
Yeah.
What else you got, Jimmy?
Number three on my list, Fritos scoops with bean dip.
Fritos scoops. I've never found the proper dip for a Fritos scoop. I like a Fritos scoop. I'll have to try the bean dip based on your suggestion, Jimmy. And what's your fourth?
Ruffles original flavor with onion dip.
Yeah, that was my fourth. So yeah. Jimmy and I are kindred spirits on this one. Plagans, we are running out of time here. Can you hang on for the next segment to give yours?
That way I
give you a little extra time.
I certainly can. Yeah, the back page of the game notes here is scribbled with a bunch of stuff about chips and dips.
Bring it up in the game broadcast tonight as well. We all, in the last segment, because today is National Chips and Dips Day, we all gave out our Mount Rushmores of chips and dips, and we were very specific on it. And so Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, surprised us. We didn't even know he was coming on, but he's hooked up into the radio system because he's got a game broadcast tonight. And Plagans is a food lover like we are on this show. And so go ahead, Plagans. You've had the commercial break here to finalize your list. What is Doug Plagans' Mount Rushmore of chips and dips?
Well, I'm going to lead it off. I, too, am a big hummus fan. And I'm going to start it off with pita chips and hummus. I think there are a few more satisfying little appetizers that you can throw down. And my favorite hummus is, and I don't even know if they still make it anymore because the last several times I've been, I haven't seen it, but there used to be a Trader Joe's brand of like Chipotle hummus. It was outstanding.
Really? And, more than the Sabra. More than the
I
Sabra
like the
hummus?
Sabra, though. I really like that kind. As long as there's no olives in it. I think they have one that has olives in it. I steer clear of that one. But they have a spicy hummus. The Sabra brand at Publix or wherever you find your fulfill your hummus needs.
And the pita
spicy
chips,
one's very good.
Stacy's
is pretty mainstream, but those are really good. I can go with the Stacy's pita chips and really any kind of a spicy hummus. I like a spicier hummus. As far as chips and salsa, because chips and salsa is kind of like
great, This is a great text. What's worse, you guys yakking about chips and dips, or me sitting in the parking lot of Publix through the commercials waiting to hear Plagan's top four?
Wow.
So we appreciate you sticking with us, sir.
We should put a little, you know, on the front of the box or something, or the bag of chips or whatever, it'll show a picture of it with a dip, and it'll say serving suggestion. We're making all kinds of serving suggestions to
all
this individual
kinds.
Right now. He's on his way to the grocery store, and he's going to walk out with a bunch of chips and dips.
What is your second one, Plagans?
Chips and salsa, and I know this is a kind of the king of chips and dips, if you will, is chips and salsa. It's probably the most prevalent, but I love chips and salsa. The chips and salsa at Rocco's Tacos, I can't stop at Rocco's Tacos with the
I
chips,
like the table
that seasoning they throw
at,
on there.
Rocco's Tacos.
Very
table
good as well.
Guac there is fire, yeah.
And I thought that while we're on the top, you know, March Madness is going on. Mm-hmm. The guac and chips division was really the guac and chips region. It was the most difficult one to get out of because there's a lot of good guac out there and a lot of good chips
sure.
that go with it.
Sure.
In terms of accessibility, the Chipotle chips and guac really is very good. Their chips are good. Their guac's good. You can find it anywhere, so you got to hand it to them for that. On the border, though, Solana mentioned on the border, they do a guacamole live, tableside guac. It's really good, too, and it was the first place I ever had a tableside guac, so I'm going to give them the nod. I just don't know where around here I can go to an on the border, so that's the only issue with that. And then
love the thought that he's put into this, by the way.
Hey, I think this stuff through. This is very important.
I know. I love it.
And last but certainly not least, I, too, and Hawk, I know you had Ruffles in the mix with yours as well. I'm going to go Ruffles accompanied by just your traditional Dean's French onion dip. That's kind of what started it all.
Yep. That's a good list there by Plagans.
Yes.
All right, well, listening to Plagans' list and Crowder's and Jimmy's and Solana's, I have thought about it all, and I am the winner once again. So there you go. I don't know how that happened, but if I'm being totally fair about this, I once again have won Mount Rushmore. I don't know how, but I did it.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We continue on here, the best of Hockman and Crowder show, Independence Day spectacular. Hope everybody's enjoying their Independence Day. Let's get right into it. In the last segment, we had our Mount Rushmore of chips and dips. This comes from that same day. It was National Chips and Dips Day, as you can imagine. Badlands Booker didn't do so well in the hot dog eating competition today. However, he joined the Hockman and Crowder show, and it was an absolute delight. It always is a delight when Badlands Booker, competitive eater, can also catch his YouTube videos, has over like 5 million YouTube subscribers, or 3 million, something in that range. It's incredible. Badlands Chugs, the dude's unbelievable, super entertaining. He joined the show for National Chips and Dips Day.
Eric Badlands Booker is the number 24 ranked competitive eater in the world, and that's all fine and dandy. But his Badlands Chugs YouTube channel, Crowder, is approaching 3 million subscribers. Oh. 3 million subscribers. How many subscribers does your I Am Athlete podcast have?
I think 400,000. Badlands is killing us.
Which is in, I mean, that's a ton. To be near 3 million subscribers, this dude is wildly popular, and I'm sure our listeners recognize him as one of our go-to food experts, and today is National Chips and Dips Day, so we had to bring on our friend Badlands Booker. Hello, Badlands.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Thanks for having me once again.
So over or almost 3 million subscribers on YouTube. Is that what you're doing full-time now, the Chugs?
Well, I'm actually still working on the subway, but yeah, I think I'm going to be retiring real soon. You know, I'd rather, you know, do the Chugs than dodge trains.
you get. I forget. What do you do for the subway? Are you on the trains? Or are you in the ticket booth or anything? Like, do you get recognized constantly?
When you know, my I'm a conductor on the subway, right? But I do what's called construction flagging. So basically, I'm on the tracks, you know, making sure contractors don't get hit by the train. You know, we set up all these lights and safety things so they can do their work. And when the train comes, get out the way, fellas. And then the train goes through and then they get back to work. But when I'm on the train, like when I'm on the road, as we call it, I'm usually on the 7 train, right? That's the train you will take to Shea Stadium, Jesus Christ, City Field. And, you know, I'm old school. And, if you want to see, like, you know, tennis and all that stuff, you know, I'm the guy that's on the 7 train. Yeah, I get recognized pretty much. They were like, hey, you're a bad little child. I'm like, yeah, how you doing? Then all of a sudden they get on the train and they want to take pictures and all that stuff, which is cool and dandy. I'm like, yeah, we do it in between stops.
Badlands, you ain't the smallest dude in the world, man. You dodging trains? Why did you pick that job?
Hey, you know, I got 29 years of getting it where I fit in the niches and, you know, dodging trains. So I know how to move my weight around on tracks, okay? You know, especially on the overhead tracks, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess around.
But that's a good job. Like, to be working for the subway system for that long, you've got a good job, which means that the YouTube channel is blowing up. Like, again, 3 million subscribers. There's no chance in your wildest dreams that you would have thought, you know what, I'm going to give up my job with the subway at some point because people are going to watch me chug liquids.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's like, I mean, I know it's God's favor, but I'm just saying, I mean, who would have thought, you know what I'm saying? I'd be the chugging guy, you know what I'm saying? That I'll wake up, okay, I'm getting out of bed. Okay, it's 11 a.m. I got to post a video. I got to go to work. So go downstairs, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm like, what liquid I'm going to chug today? Am I going to do something from here, something from the UK? Maybe I give Australia some love and do a cordial or, you know what I'm saying? And then we get the cameras up and just start filming and go down and start editing. And, oh, man, and it's just all good. I never would have thought in my wildest dreams that, you know, I would have – 3 million subscribers. I mean, it's insane. You know, it's insane. And I got to just say thanks to everyone who subscribes and watches and supports Badlands Chugs.
Badlands Chugs, it's on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search Badlands Chugs, and hit that subscribe button, and and you'll be doing our friend a favor. So today is National Chips and Dips Day, and you are a competitive eater. Now, is there a particular chips and dips combo that is your absolute favorite that you could sit down in front of the TV? I could eat this particular chips and dips combo for hours. I just love it so much.
No, the question is, what is not my chip and dip combination? Because, you know, I'm an omnivore. I eat it all. I eat it from the – I don't care if it's like Lay's old school. I don't care if they're baked. I don't care if they got the Ruffles, the rip ones. I don't even care if it's those fake Pringles chips, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just go through a tube of those, you know, and you know, whether it's hummus, whether it's French onion dip, spinach dip, you know, queso dip, anything that Tostitos make, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that whether I will just dip it, use it as a dip or drink it, because I do have a video in where I chugged six Tostitos habanero dips. You know, me and my friend Dame Drops, right? You know, Dame Drops is a food reviewer on YouTube. He's totally awesome. He got a million subscribers. You know, we was in a Walmart because he has his own ice cream, and we was going, okay, I'm in Connecticut. I'm doing a video for my man, Dame Drops, okay? He got his own ice cream. His face is on the ice cream, like Eddie Murphy's face is on the money and Coming to America. He got his own money. He got his own ice cream, right? So I'm like, oh, man, Dame is the man, so let's go do it, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like you get that look, right, where something just attracts your eye, and it's just like – I just saw, I'm in Walmart, and you know how they tease you, and they have like the Tostitos dip, and it's like just stacked like 10 high, 20 high. You know, it's like the Towering Inferno, man. Oh, man, it's hot. And I'm like, I'm just thinking about that Pitbull song. You know I want you, and you know you want me, and 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm just thinking, chug, 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 chug. So he's like, so Dave, you know, Dave is the worst instigator. He's like, what you thinking about, Badlands? What you thinking about doing? And I'm like, I'm looking at those fiery, hot habanero Tostitos. Oh, you want to buy some? You want to buy some chips with it? We didn't use the chips, by the way. We just filled the car with like 10 of them. You know, we went to his house. We filmed the video. I didn't have a Dodge boot. He's like, no, never fear. I got one. Used his Dodge boot. We filled it up. The video is on YouTube right now. Oh, man, I just chug that thing, man.
Painful.
And the worst thing about it is, since Dame lives in Connecticut, I live in New York, Long Island, Suffolk County. The best way to travel to Connecticut is by the Port Jefferson Ferry, right? It's, you know, it's one of those ferry boats you drive your car on, you know what I'm saying? Every time I get anxiety when I drive on that boat, because you remember the new War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise and how everybody was on that ferry boat? I got my cars on there. I'm good. The Martians ain't going to get me. Then the Martians start coming out the water and tip the boat over. So I'm looking, so you know, I can't like it. But the bad thing about this time, right, that was a long boat ride, because I'm like, they'll usually go at the top and just, you know, the sunset is just nice. But, you know what I'm saying, there was a thunderstorm on my stomach. So I spent most of my time in the restroom, you know, because that habanero, it starts talking.
That restroom on the ferry, that restroom on the ferry can't be very nice or roomy either.
It was, you know, I mean, I ain't had time to worry about anything. I had to worry about myself, you know what I'm saying? It was an emergency situation. I had the fire down below and I had to, like, extinguish a few things, if you know what I mean. I had to evacuate the chili, but you know what I'm trying to say. It was a pretty bad boat ride, but.
and Badlands, just quickly on that, man, because I don't have the best stomach in the world. I got IBS. When you do that to a bathroom, do you apologize to the people that are behind you, or you just put your head down and walk out real fast?
Oh no! I look at how I was wearing a hat. You gotta just, you know, you just go and tip your hat down, put your hat down, you walk smooth. You know what I'm saying? Just walk out smooth. It's, you know, just you know, like you don't want to be on video. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta run like you stole something. You get out of there.
Let them deal with that. Let them deal with it on the backside. Don't worry about it.
Straight down to the car, you know what I'm saying? And as I'm driving off the boat, and they're like, okay, come on, you can go, sir. You know, I give them a little tip. What's this for? Oh, you'll find out. Oh, man, that's a long boat ride. But
Eric Badlands Booker, competitive eater, and the Badlands Chugs channel on YouTube has blown up. All right, I'm going to give you a bunch of dips here. You're going to tell me which one is the best and which is your least favorite, all right? Your most favorite, your least favorite. You ready? I'm going to give you a bunch here. Guacamole. Okay. Salsa.
Love guacamole.
Queso. Yes. Hummus.
Queso's good. I love hummus.
Onion dip.
Onion? No. No onion. No onion dip. No onion dip. No onion dip. I don't know.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Definitely buffalo chicken. I like buffalo chicken.
Black bean dip.
I like beans.
Whiz, melted cheese whiz on some nachos.
That's really easy cheesy. I get my easy cheesy on, definitely.
Spinach and artichoke dip?
Nah, man. No spinach and artichoke dip.
I had a feeling. 7-layer dip?
I'll try it once, you know. I never had it, but I'll try it. If it's on the table, yeah, why not, you know.
Smoked fish dip? You know. Smoked fish dip?
Smoked fish? They got that?
Oh man.
It's a good dip? It's really good? I got to try it. Smoked fish. I got to try it. It's not like anchovies, because I'm like the Ninja Turtles when you ordered the pizza with anchovies. I'm like, no, not one. You know what? I went to London the other day, and I ordered a Caesar salad, and they threw anchovies on it. I'm like, what the heck is this? That's like a thing over there. I'm like, you know, even Mrs. Badlands didn't eat it, and she loves Caesar salad. I'm like, no,
it's like
no,
eating,
no.
It's like eating an eyebrow, isn't it? It's like an eyebrow.
Exactly.
Anchovies, like eating an eyebrow. Who threw the eyebrows in this? Who threw the eyebrows in this salad? So which out of all those dips, which is the best? Guacamole, salsa, queso, hummus, onion dip, buffalo chicken dip, black bean dip, nacho cheese, spinach and artichoke dip, crab dip, seven layer dip, smoked fish dip. Which is Badlands Booker's absolute favorite?
My gosh, that's a tough one because I love most of them.
No,
but you know, if I have to pick the one that I buy the most on a regular basis, I'll have to say the hummus dip. I love a hummus dip with a little like fiery like red pepper in it. You know, I love the hummus dip.
The what's the go-to brand on the hummus dip? It's
the go-to is Sabra. Oh yeah, Sabra.
Sabra. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Sabra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what kind of chips do you like with the hummus?
I like Ruffles. Ruffles is good. You know what I'm saying? My wife's trying to get me to do the baked ones. I'm like, the baked Lays? I'm like, nah, man. Baked Lays? Nah, I want those regular old school. I want the ones that you know, that I grew up on. That when I bite into it, I get happy memories of my childhood. And, you know, there was no baked Lays in my childhood. No. I want the old school. I want that old thing back. You know what I'm saying?
Badlands, you say you speak about your wife so glowingly. I know she's a great woman. You've told us about cauliflower pizza. You're telling us about the baked chips. Is that an ongoing thing in your house where your wife is trying to get you to the healthier side, and you're telling her, no, I want the chips I ate when I was a kid?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. I eat it all. I love the healthy stuff, but you know. It's like, she'd be like, try this, try that. I'm like, okay. You know, because I try anything once. And then when I try it, I'm like, this is not what it's all about. This is not how this works. My taste buds are not agreeing with this. They're not dancing. You know what I'm saying? You know, my taste buds is standing on the wall. No. We can't do this no more.
Eric Badlands Booker. So your favorite dip on National Chips and Dip Day, your favorite dip, you are here to say, is hummus.
Yes, I love the hummus dip. A close second would be like the queso dip, you know, because, you know, I love cheese, you know what I'm saying? I could be Badlands Chugs, but no one in the whole wide world could be more famous or more delectable or more delicious than cheese. So... definitely cheese.
He says it with love in his voice.
Yeah, that's a bad habit. That's a bad habit of mine. When you see food and you start singing and doing all that stuff, and that's a bad. Start humming songs. Start making songs. I gotta get over that. You know, you start humming like when the Ewoks was about to cook Han Solo and Luke Skywalker. You know what I'm saying? They go, yep, da-ba-da-ba-do-do. They start bringing the fight. That's me. Everybody, I'm like Gabby Gator and Woody Woodpecker. 420 Woodpecker baked in the pot. It's a crying shame at dinner time when it's my time to cook. It's a crying shame.
And Badlands, we're talking about dips. I got to ask you, what about the double dip? Well, Badlands Booker, would you be at a party? Are you a double dip guy? Would you bite the chip in half and look around and put your chip back in that dip real fast?
No. You can't double dip. No. Double dip, that's not the thing that you got to do. I mean, I'll double dip at home. I'll triple dip. I'll quadruple. I'll pick up and
at
just
home,
start chugging the dip. But no double dipping, man. Double dipping is just, you know, because people will look. You know, they could be in deep conversation. Yeah. You know what? My man was doing this. And then all of a sudden, when I take a bite of the chip and I double dip, everybody's eyes just is in slow motion. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, no, don't double dip. And they'd be like, and then all of a sudden, they'd be, you know, I see I'm the only one going to this thing, you know, to this dip because. Because, you know, no double dipping. That's not polite. That's bad manners.
Bad form. It's bad form.
I'm with the bad manners, but I won't double dip.
Now, if you're home, though, because you said, like, I'll double dip at home, too. You're home. I'm eating the Sabra hummus at home, I eat it right out of the container. I'm not putting it into a bowl.
You know,
but let's say I'll
lick the bottom before my dog does it.
Just going to ask you, let's say you run out of chips. Will you just put your finger in the hummus and eat the hummus that way?
Doggone right. You doggone right. I, you know what I'm saying? With chips, peanut butter, you know, would you start opening like peanut butter jars in my house and it's like, it ain't no fork or spoon that made that.
That's a fingerprint.
That's a fingerprint, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You could go to forensics with that, you know?
Badlands Booker, follow him on YouTube, subscribe to his YouTube channel, Badlands Chugs. He is approaching 3 million subscribers, and you can see why. He is fun. Thank you for making time for us, Badlands. We love you.
Oh, no, definitely. I love you back. And anytime you want me on, oh, man, I'm here.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm not even kidding. I think Sandlot is a swimming movie.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's stick with the chips and dips conversation, everybody, huh? How about that? Let's stick with chips and dips here on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Badlands Booker in the last segment was hilarious. You're going to hear a little more Badlands as the show continues on, by the way. Competitive eater. He's a really cool dude and really entertaining, and we love when he joins the Hawkman and Crowder Show. But the de facto fourth member of this show is CBS4 anchor and reporter Mike Cugno. Pretty much just have Cugno do things he doesn't like to do live on the air, and one of them is talk about food with Hawk, specifically. And on National Chips and Dips Day last year, we brought Mike Cugno on the show to talk a little bit more about chips and dips.
Mike Cugno, you see him on CBS4. He has become somewhat of a de facto food expert on this show, eating his first ever McRib, drinking his first ever Shamrock Shake on this show. If we asked you, just for the sake of the show, to eat dryer lint, would you do it?
No.
Okay, you would not. Pool water? No. Would you drink a glass of pool water?
Yeah, but only because I've done that. You know, like as a kid, you accidentally swallow pool water all the time. The only problem is, were there kids in the pool? That's my question.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know. You know, that's part of the risk. Right, well, today is National Chips and Dips Day. And I happened to just stumble in yesterday. We were talking about salsa, and I believe salsa is overrated. I just think it's, you know, I got to have chips and salsa, but it's really just tomato water for the most part, unless you get really good salsa. But let me just ask you a few of these, all right? Rank them. Like, where do they rank on the Cugno scale? Salsa.
Salsa is like pizza. So ranking how?
Rank it like 1 to 10. Give me 1 to 10.
Okay,
10 being the best.
Salsa is a 5 because salsa is like pizza where you can't really make bad pizza. You can make really good pizza, but pizza is basically always going to be there for you.
All right. Okay. 5. What about queso?
Queso at 2. Not a queso
really?
Guy. That's too rich in cheese. No, I'm not. And like, I don't know. Also, queso, like if you go to like Chipotle and you see them scoop out the queso, I'm like, I'm not sure that's cheese. Like, what is that?
Cugno, what no about, queso. Like, have you ever been to Jay Alexander's with the spinach con queso?
No, I haven't.
Because you're talking about Chipotle. That's not real queso. You got to get you a good
No, I think Chipotle's good queso. I think Chipotle's good queso. What about hummus, Cugno?
Love hummus. That's a 7.
A 7. You love it, but it's only a 7, yeah. Huh? Interesting. All right.
Because I have I'm waiting to see if you hit my number. I'm waiting to see if you hit my number 1. That's why.
Okay. All right. Onion dip.
No. No, not an onion.
You don't like onion dip?
Get onions out of here. No.
Buffalo chicken dip.
There you go. 1. Yeah. Buffalo chicken dip. So yeah, you know good. I rock with that. I like buffalo sauce. So I rock it. I'll give that a 6.
A 6. This is like the 3 out of 100 beak Burger King guy.
You haven't hit my number 1 yet.
Okay, all right. Black bean dip.
No. Don't like black beans. So
no
rating.
Just a flat
no
out
rating.
No.
No
cheese
no
whiz.
Rating, yeah.
Nacho cheese or cheese whiz.
That's not a dip. It goes on a cracker. It's not a dip.
Cheese whiz, you melt it and you put it, and that's what they make. That's what you dip your nachos into.
Cheese whiz.
I mean,
yeah. I don't like cheese. That's what they put on Philly cheesesteaks at gyms. I don't think you guys know what cheese whiz is.
Cheese whiz comes out of the can, and you spray it on.
It comes out of no. You're thinking of squirt cheese. No, cheese whiz is in a jar.
Squirt cheese. That's not a name.
You're thinking about easy cheese. I know what you're thinking about. Easy cheese. That's not a dip. You're correct. Easy cheese is not a dip. You're correct. But that's not what cheese whiz is.
Okay.
Let me see.
Well, it's not okay. It's not. We're not debating it. I'm telling you, cheese whiz is in a jar.
You're right.
You melt it.
Look. I'm baffled by all the things you put in your body. So. If you say cheese whiz is nacho cheese, even though I think nacho cheese is nacho cheese, that cheese whiz is nacho cheese. It's all very confusing.
Spinach and artichoke dip. There we go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that 7.
Crab dip.
Now you're getting into my world. Big seafood guy. So yes, climbing up the charts here. 8, 8.5.
Wow. Seven layer dip.
Was it refried beans in there? Not a big guy, but all right. 5, 4.
4 or 5. All right. Well, what is your favorite? Guacamole.
There we go.
Oh, guacamole is a 9, but that's still not my favorite. Guac is so good, especially if you make good homemade guac. But number 1 is smoked fish dip. And I mean, especially if you know where you're getting it from, I have like a top 3. Everyone probably goes here, but Monty's in Coconut Grove does a good smoked fish dip.
With just saltine crackers, right? You just want the little saltine crackers on it.
Saltine crackers. There's also this place in Black Point Marina. They have way down south. They have a restaurant there, and there is they do it with like, it's almost like a cornucopia looking shell that you break off and you dip in it, and they give you like jalapenos. There's capers on it. I'm not a big capers guy, but if you like that, there's tomatoes.
The jalapenos and the fish dip. That is a huge, important piece.
And then there's a dentist down south here who shows up to this market in Coral Gables on the weekends. That makes his own smoked fish dip. He does like wahoo and dolphin, and he just sells that like his side business. I forget what he calls himself, but it is amazing.
You don't trust the queso at Chipotle, but you trust a random dentist fish dip selling it to you outside on some street.
He goes out.
Walgreens.
He goes out.
What is Cuno doing here?
I'm getting homemade food. I'm supporting
this is what he's telling you.
Business.
Yeah. This is what he's telling you. It's like I got another jackass buying my leftover toothpaste.
Does he work in your mouth too? Is he your dentist?
I'll be that jackass. It is so good, and don't knock it till you try. See, this is the problem. This is the problem, Hawk. You get on me for my food choices, but at least I go out and try it. I give it a chance. And then when I come on here, you just dismiss it automatically.
You dismiss the queso at Chipotle. It's like one of the most successful queso sellers in the world. And then as the yin to the yang, you brought up rando dentist that's probably doing, you know, butt implants out of a hotel in Hialeah at the same time when the queso business dries up.
Hey, don't knock the hustle. You got to do what you got to do.
All right. Yeah, I got to respect the hustle. I do respect the hustle. You're right. I do respect the hustle.
Mike dropping right. Jay-Z lines on us.
Mike Cugno. Yeah. You got served, Mike. Mike Cugno from CBS4. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Why you give Mike
no
a
thank
hard
you
time?
Back. There's no thank you back. Just a you're welcome. Like, I delivered. You're welcome.
He was good. All right.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.